Random House Audio presents When the Bough Breaks by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein.
It was shaping up as a beautiful morning. The last thing I wanted to hear about was murder. My house is nestled in the foothills just north of Bel Air in Beverly Glen, where opulence gives way to self-conscious funk. It's a neighborhood of Porsches and coyotes, bad sewers and sequestered streams. I woke at 10 feeling lazy and sated. What finally got me up was the invasion of a housefly who alternated between searching my sheets for carrion and dive-bombing my head. I shuffled to the kitchen. I put up coffee, and the fly and I shared an onion bagel. 10:20 on a Monday morning with nowhere to go and nothing to do. Oh, blessed decadence. It had been almost half a year since my premature retirement, and I was still amazed at how easy it was to make the transition from compulsive overachiever to self-indulgent bum. I drew up a vague plan for the day, a scan of the morning paper, perhaps a jog down the canyon and back, a shower. The doorbell jarred me out of my reverie. It was homicide detective Milo Sturgis. I padded into the kitchen and poured us 2 cups of coffee. Milo followed me like a lumbering shadow. He tailed me back to the living room and collapsed on my sofa. I settled opposite him on an ottoman. Milo is a big man, 6'2", 220. He looked like an oversized rag doll slumped against the cushions, a doll with a broad, pleasant face, almost boyish except for the acne pits that peppered the skin, and the tired eyes. The eyes were startlingly green and topped by shaggy dark brows and a Kennedy-esque shock of black hair. Sideburns, years out of date, trailed down the scarred cheeks. He said,